Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings before the show starts, and I'm with Donato Grosser, a consultant in the industry working for the Italian Ceramic Association. Donato, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and it's always a pleasure to meet you at the show.
It's good to see you. You spend a lot of your time analyzing this business with a lot of statistics, and I'd like to share some of your numbers with our audience. We, too, have just finished our annual report, and we have not conferred numbers. We have the consumption of ceramic tile in the U.S. up just over 6% comparing 17 to 16. How does that compare to your numbers?
It depends. If you talk about value, it's probably like that. In quantity, it's a little lower than that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I always like to know, and I hope the answer is the same, but are the Italians still the largest importer when you consider all the foreign countries that make tile?
Yes, in value, they are the highest value importer in the United States.
So I know you're giving a presentation tomorrow, and you're going to give some statistics. And one of the things I know you're focusing on is how tile's doing versus competing products. So give us a preview of your presentation.
Ceramic tile has been doing very well for many years and has gained market share vis-a-vis other products. Ceramic tile was seen as a nicer, a better product, a more beautiful product, and more secure product, is fireproof, and therefore very good product for kitchens, bathrooms, and outdoors and other areas in the house where people want to have a clean environment. Today, there are competing products that are coming up, and they are very well advertised. So the rate of increase in the consumption of ceramic tile is probably slower than it used to be in the past.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if we look at the U.S. numbers and consumption, thanks to the pull down by a softer surface, the market only grew a little more than 3%. So tile's beating the industry average, and it's the second fastest growing category after LVT. So the question is, how long will this LVT go? Do you think it will continue to pull share away from ceramic for several years?
Well, it's difficult to say. You know how difficult it is to make prediction for the future. You see, the ceramics has advantages and disadvantages. The advantage of ceramics, it is the most secure product you can possibly use, because if you have a fire, ceramics does not release any gases, while anything that is based with vinyl, plastics, things like this, present potentially serious danger. It is a cheaper product. It doesn't cost so much to buy it to install. And a lot of people who make plans of remodeling on a budget, they rather buy something that is less expensive. The question is that in the long run, at a certain point, when they have to replace it after a few years, it becomes more expensive, while ceramic tile can last 50 years. In the long run, is it less expensive, more beautiful, and more secure product?
So you make the point that it's the safest product. But, you know, one of the other things that is a huge attribute is people talk about nowadays about being waterproof and about durability. I mean, it wins in those areas as well, right?
Yes. There's nothing more waterproof than ceramic tile, especially when it is installed properly. Tile is like glass, and glass is totally waterproof. And then if you install properly with the proper grout, with the proper installation and cement, is a product that is totally secure.
All right, so let me ask you, one of the things that you track tile against is the initial construction of residences. And we've seen that after this recovery of our last recession 9 years ago, we really haven't seen single-family houses catch up. That's continued to be a little bit of a drag down on the sale of ceramic, hasn't it?
I think it's good, because the great recession that we had was caused by easy money. It was too easy to get a mortgage. A lot of people cheated. Banks cheated. Agents cheated. The consumer who bought houses got mortgages cheated. They gave loans to people who were not credit worthy. So that's one of the reasons why there was such a recession. And also by doing that, we had a cycle of 14 years of expansion in the housing. And you know that normally housing has a normal cycle of 6, 7, 8 years, mm-hmm. because it's very difficult to control the supply vis-a-vis the demand. So at a certain point, there is oversupply and there is a retrenchment. That's what happens. And the fact that this expansion that we had now has been relatively slow in the housing is good, because we're not running the risk of this oversupply that is going to cause a big recession. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the channel for a minute, and let's try to focus, if you will, on the United States. We're seeing this floor and decor phenomenon, which some people would call a category killer, go public and open more than 70 stores now. And we're seeing also where manufacturers are owning their own distribution. So tell us what trends you're seeing there from the channel perspective.
From a channel perspective, you mentioned it correctly, category killer. We have category killer in manufacturing. We have a category killer in distribution, we have a category killer in retail. Of course, the largest manufacturer, today we have a very large manufacturer that can compete much better against small manufacturer. So they have deeper pocket, and if anything happens, they can resist longer time. In distribution, we have three very large distributors in the United States that make up probably 15 or even 20% of the imports altogether. So they became very, very large. And in distribution, you can see that, I believe that the number of distribution points has shrunk because there are so many big ones and some small ones, they could not compete. And in retail, we may face a similar phenomenon. But retail is different because a retailer has to have a very large selection of products. And so some retailers that know very well their area and their customers, if they buy right products, if they know what their consumers want, they can compete against anybody.
Donato, as we talk about imports and exports and we talk about the value of the dollar, which has been going up versus the euro, how has that affected the volume of Italian tiles into this country?
Well, at this point, the changes are very limited. A few months ago, $1.24 for a euro, now it's 1.19. So there is a little 3% decline in the value of the euro, which is good, because if you export from Europe, either you can reduce the price by 3%, mm-hmm. or you can keep the price and make more profit, or split it with the importer. A stronger dollar is good for European exports. A weaker dollar is not good. Mm-hmm. And the reason, at a certain point, the dollar was so weak, went up all the way to $1.50 per euro. And that's why you saw some Italian manufacturers that opened factories in America, because with that kind of rate of exchange, it became exporting at a loss from Italy.
Well, this brings up an interesting point. If you're like, say, the Panaria Group, and you have manufacturing in Italy and you have it in Kentucky as well, at what point do you slow down your production in this country and start bringing in more from Italy? What is the cost ratio there?
Okay, that's difficult to say because every company has their own calculations. Take into consideration that when the euro was launched, you needed $1.17 to buy a euro. And then the value of the euro went down precipitously to below parity to 90 cents. You can buy a euro. It was a wonderful situation. The Italians exported, and the prices went down so much that it was much easier to export. So as the higher you go, when you get to a point, $1.17 to the euro, was a situation of equilibrium. When it went over 1.30, 1.35, became the point which I decided to build factories here. I suspect that if the dollar and the euro would go down to parity again, some company would decide to reduce manufacture here and increase the imports.
Well, Donato, I look forward to hearing your presentation tomorrow afternoon. Again, been talking to Donato Grosser, an industry consultant, working with the Italian Ceramic Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.